national skeleton team of 11 male and female athletes was named after the points were tallied following the fourth and final selection race in Park City on Tuesday. Gabrozak is one of only two Utahns who received spots on the national team. They're both women skeleton athletes. Noelle Pincus-Pais of Orem got the top spot on the World Cup circuit, joined by Katie Uhlander of Breckenridge, Colorado, in second place. Gabrozak said it was no surprise she wouldn't be on the World Cup circuit. Pincus-Pais and Uhlander secured their spots based on their performances last season.
We all knew, you know, as soon as they went to the World Cup race in Sochi, and they actually went 1-2, gold and silver at the World Cup on the Sochi track, we knew at that point that they were going to get buys onto the World Cup team. The criteria is written so that if you are in the top four competitors at the upcoming Olympic track, then you get a buy onto the team.
Schedule for the Intercontinental Cup, she said, will conclude in Park City in January.
Our first race will be the first week of December. We'll have two races in Eagles, Austria. And the next week, the second week of December, we'll have two races in Altenburg, Germany. And then we'll come home for Christmas. And then the first week of January is a double race again at Whistler in Canada. And then we'll be back here in Park City the second week of January for the last two races at the Park City track.
She said there's still a chance she could get to Sochi, but it depends on how the Intercontinental competition shakes out.
So as of right now, we have two spots for women in the Sochi Olympics. However, there is a possibility for us to earn a third spot over the upcoming season. So that's our goal, is to perform well enough on the Intercontinental Cup Tour that we can earn a third spot. And then my personal goal is that if we are able to earn a third spot at the Olympics, I would like to be, you know, my plan is to be the third-ranked U.S. woman so that if we get that spot, I'll be the one taking it.
After the Intercontinental races end in mid-January, there's only 2 weeks before the start of the Sochi Games. Earlier this year, Gabrozak moved from her job as a Summit County staff planner to become planning director for Saratoga Springs in Utah County. She said that city has allowed her the same arrangement as in Summit County, which gives her time to compete.
When I'm in town, I'm working, and when I'm off competing, I either use vacation time or unpaid leave, depending on what's available. So they're very supportive. You know, being with the county for so many years and having all that support definitely made it a difficult decision to leave the county, and I appreciate all the support they gave me. However, when this opportunity came up, and with Saratoga Springs being willing to provide that same flexibility, it helped make the transition.
Skeleton athlete Kimber Gabrozak, who said even with her new job, her hometown is still Park City. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.